Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. There's not a lot of programs that will allow you to do that. In fact, we may be the only one on, you know, terrestrial radio as far as syndicated radio is concerned. We're on something like 200 stations. We're also on the internet. We're streaming on 5 or 6 different video platforms and also audio, and we're on a couple of satellite channels as well. So if you want your voice to be heard, you may dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we have a whole bunch of stuff that we brought in that we want to talk about, so we'll start with that. First of all, we've got from MSN.com. Secret Court reveals the FBI hunted for domestic terrorists without a warrant. Something that should be a no-no in the law enforcement world, but clearly is not. The FBI, without any court order, sifted through the National Security Agency's massive troves of foreign communications for information on American, quote, racially motivated violent extremists, unquote. A newly declassified order from the Secret Service Surveillance Court details.
So, one thing I'd like to point out is this seems to me a weaponization of, so everything you do is racist. I mean, especially if you're white. White silence is violence, so that's racist.
White silence is violence?
Yeah, you haven't heard that?
I have not heard that. For like at least a year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're supposed to speak up on behalf of minorities for them. That was the phrase.
I've seen
plenty
of... But
also, we're not supposed to talk over them, so I don't know what we're supposed to... There's no win condition, so screw it.
Right.
There's no win condition.
I mean, I've seen plenty of white people stand up for minorities of all varieties as, you know, we watch the news turn, as it were, because, you know, we kind of have to for, you know, us to pick and choose some of these headlines that we bring in and topics that we cover. I've seen plenty of white people, you know, stepping up and advocating for, you know, hey, let's end racism, or, you know, let's be tolerant and, like, all-inclusive and, like, we're all one race, we're the human race, all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, these days, being colorblind is a form of racism, somehow.
Yeah.
The glitching you're experiencing in your brain right now is correct.
I feel like the Swedish chef.
I'm far from the first person to point out that everything gets labeled with the R word, especially if they don't agree with it. So the fact that they're targeting based on this racially motivated, which means anyone who's been labeled with the R word, good luck. The FBI's on.
What's funny is that a lot of people believe that people who are into watching NASCAR are racist. And they are in the fact that they enjoy watching racing.
Wow.
I mean, like, well, in a non-racist world, the word racist would mean somebody who watches a lot of races.
Well, I will. I'm going to sit here and expect that that expands to golf, and then to possibly football.
I mean, golf, save for, you know, some popular minority golfers, is, I mean, in my opinion, an incredibly elitist sport that
definitely,
like, at least used to be racist. I don't know the state of it now. I didn't really pay that much attention to it because, well, I find golf to be elitist, and so I don't participate.
And you can tell that they're all, like, high-end elitists because at the golf course, they just wander into the street without really looking where... There's one in between here and my house, and they just wander into the street like they own it or they can't die or...
I used to live near a golf course, and it wasn't a particularly hoity golf... It was, like, the community college of golf courses. I think it wasn't even 18-hole. It was, like, 8 holes or, you know, it was some small number. But we would frequently find golf balls in our backyard. And so we would just keep them and or collect them or try and sell them or whatever, right? You know, but
did you accomplish selling any ever?
I think so, yeah. I think we sold, like, you know, a handful, 5 or 6 of them to some guy. Or traded them or something.
I mean... Oh, the days that I long for, once upon a time. You know, we used to make jokes about how Eminem was the most famous rapper and he was white, and Tiger Woods was the most famous golfer and he was black. You know, back when we had dreams of a post-racial society.
So circling back to this story, even though Foreign Intelligence Surveillance, FISA, court warned the FBI in 2018 that its warrant-free queries, known as backdoor searches... Sorry, I'm 12. They were constitutionally alarming. The Bureau still conducted the queries relevant to criminal investigations about, among other things, quote, domestic terrorism involving racially motivated violent extremists, unquote, the court's judge James E. Boasberg found. What he referred to as apparent widespread violations of the querying standard. Okay, so...
Well,
one,
for anyone who was wondering where the Constitution's back door is, the FBI found it.
Well, I mean, as far as the Constitution is concerned, I mean, I think the politicians have basically decided they're just going to use that for toilet paper.
If it's a living document, has it died already? Like, can it die if it's living?
Oh, these are good questions. Inquiring minds want to know. So, to summarize the paragraph that I just read, basically, one government agency said... Hey, you can't use our database to do these warrantless things that you're doing. You should stop in 2018. And they didn't stop. That's really the gist of it. The FBI is still doing warrant-free queries, according to at least this paragraph.
Well, it seems an inevitable change. I mean, they stopped listening to their founding documents a long time ago. It figures that they'd stop listening to each other at this point.
Well, and here's the other thing. As soon as government started collecting data, setting up these server farms and these data farms where they collect all of this stuff. They're spying on your mobile devices already.
I mean, if you think they were going to not use it, like, it's there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. As soon as they started collecting it, I'm like, and they're like, okay, well, only this one agency is going to be able to search these databases. I'm like, uh-huh. I predict that eventually all law enforcement agencies are going to be able to search these things, whether they have a warrant or not. And guess what? Here we are.
And even if not, then it's just double billing, because it's like, hey, NSA, give me information on John Smith. Okay, thanks. Like,
right.
Well, and I mean, you don't have to look hard to find ways that the CIA has been operating in the geographical area known as the United States of America, which is specifically against their entire charter, but, you know.
On one occasion, an FBI analyst ran a multi-search term batch query on Americans... That was, quote, in connection with predicated criminal investigations relating to domestic terrorism that returned 33 foreign surveillance results. And not only domestic terror, the FISA court recounts government acknowledgement that at least 40 FBI searches through NSA's warrantlessly collected data involved healthcare fraud, transnational organized crime, violent gangs.
Transnational.
Oh, transnational, sorry. Transnational organized crime, violent gangs, and public corruption and bribery. Now, why would the FBI be warrantlessly searching those terms? You must ask yourself. I don't have the answer.
Well, you know, they might have heard about this North Atlantic Trade Organization, which, as far as I can tell, is very clearly a transnational organized crime outfit.
Yes, perhaps they have. On at least one occasion around May 2020, An FBI analyst looked through the foreign NSA trove to vet a potential source in a predicated criminal investigation relating to public corruption. Seven FBI field offices were implicated in these and a number of similar violations, according to a November 18, 2020 FISA court opinion, declassified on Monday and signed by Boasberg. 603-283-6160. Is the FBI researching you?
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's Imitation Drum Roll Live. No, it is Free Talk Live. That's the name of the show you're listening to, Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com. If you've never gone there, go there. See what it's all about. Maybe there's something that will surprise you. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number that you need to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about this article out of MSN that says, a secret court reveals that the FBI hunted for domestic terrorists without a warrant. And not just one time, but this is something they do repeatedly because they were warned about doing it in 2018 and, of course, continued to do so multiple times. In other words, the article continues, the FBI continues to perform warrantless searches through the NSA's most sensitive databases, the ones the NSA is not required to get warrants for before filing with communications information, for routine criminal investigations that are supposed to require warrants. Let that sink in for a minute. The FBI is searching the NSA's most sensitive databases, which they are supposed to have a warrant for, but they aren't getting the warrants, and the NSA is just going, oh, well, go ahead.
Which means they have physical access to it,
right,
without having a warrant. They don't it doesn't have to be sent to them. They just have it on a search.
Yeah, no, the IT guy has installed the app on their desktop in their office and given them a username and password.
It's just a plug-in, and they can access it anytime they feel like it.
Yeah, and they go, hey, IT guy, I can't access this NSA database anymore. Oh, I'll fix that for you. And they give them access. It's probably what happens. Like, I'm just speculating.
And I got to tell you, I am 100% unsurprised. I mean, once you put together what they call fusion centers, so I'm out here from Denver, Colorado, and it has the nation's largest fusion center.
Yep.
Which, for those of you privileged enough to not know what that is, it's where you take all of the, you know, NSA, FBI, all of the alphabet soup, and they talk to each other about things.
Yeah, it's not to be confused with a bunch of people doing jazz music.
Right. Yeah, once they had that set up, it's like, okay, well, this is an inevitability. But it is definitely worth keeping track of as they pay less and less attention to what their own rules are.
So doing these warrantless searches that the FBI is doing through the NSA databases potentially jeopardizes an accused person's ability to have a fair trial, since warrantlessly acquired information is supposed to be inadmissible. The FBI claimed to the court that none of the warrantlessly queried material was used in a criminal or civil proceeding, but such usage at a trial has happened before.
So on that, Melanie, I was hoping you'd pipe in on this, but as far as I knew it, like, not only is that information inadmissible, but anything that that information leads to is inadmissible. Is that
not really?
No?
They have whole classes on that, but not really.
Because I thought that was fruit of the poison tree.
That's not really a thing anymore.
I would have thought the same thing, but no.
It's kind of like what we like to call the exclusionary exception,
mm-hmm,
which the official people call it the exclusionary rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
You're going to have to spell that one out for me and probably some of the listeners.
Okay, so there's something called an exclusionary rule, implying that it's a rule.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the more obnoxious of us at law school would like to call it the exclusionary exception.
And what is the exclusionary rule?
Hang on,
any rule that would make you not be able to admit evidence for whatever reason.
A law that prohibits the use of illegally obtained evidence in a criminal trial, according to a quick web search. There are three exceptions, apparently, to the exclusionary rule, and they are attenuation of the taint. I don't know what that means.
It's the best metal band name ever.
I think it's about to be. Thanks for coming out. We are Attenuation of the Taint. At any rate, the three exclusions, or three exceptions to the exclusionary rule are attenuation of the taint, independent source, and inevitable discovery. I get independent source and I get inevitable discovery. I don't get the first one.
Okay, so say it's basically a causation. It's basically a causation rule. So say you're in a civil suit and you're saying, okay, you have to prove causation and you have to prove damages.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, okay, this person drove into my car running a red light and that caused, you know, damage to my engine.
Okay.
Okay, so you got causation and you got damages. There are things that are technically causation, but they're not. They're so attenuated that we don't treat them that way. So say you can't sue somebody and say, well, this guy left for work 10 minutes late, which caused this other guy to be in front of him in traffic, which caused this other guy to run a yellow light and then hit my car.
So it's got to be kind of a proximal cause.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, obviously, in that kind of law, they're going to run wild with it, and it's gone.
Mm.
What's that movie where, like, you know, a bunch of, like, things like that sort of happen and then kill people? And then,
I don't
like,
know.
So, Final Destination?
That's the one. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So it's one of those, like, they left this loophole in there, and at this point you can drive a Mack truck through it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's attenuated. It's like, no, it's the single direct cause. Nope, it's attenuated because I said so.
It's interesting because I come from an audio background, doing like live sound and sound for bands in recording studios. And attenuation just means how loud is a thing in that industry, right?
It's a regular English word, to be fair. It is.
But like, I only know it in this, you know, sort of myopic view, you know, of this one industry. So to hear it used in another way about something different is foreign to me.
Yeah, once you hit five syllables, it tends to be the case.
It is five syllables, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least I could pronounce it, so, you know, you're here. In general, the FBI and related agencies can query the allegedly foreign-focused NSA communications database for information on Americans for a designated national security purpose to uncover agents of a foreign power, such as spies or foreign terrorists, but none of the identified FBI queries was related to national security, the court found.
Because that's not what the FBI does.
Right.
Even officially, I mean.
Right. Under the relevant surveillance law, the FBI is supposed to return to the FISA court for a warrant to query the troves for a non-national security purpose.
And, I mean, it's not like it's difficult to get the FISA court to sign off on things. I mean, they rubber stamp pretty much anything you put in front of them.
Well, and you would think...
But then you got to do it. You got to, like, get up and walk down the hall.
You would think, especially for another GO, another government organization, right? The FISA court, FBI, oh, yeah, okay, here you go. You'd think it would be just a part of the process, but apparently it's not, and apparently it's been being abused heavily by the FBI in their search for, quote, domestic terrorists, unquote. 603-283-616.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A Republican will represent North Texas in the U.S. House of Representatives. Susan Wright, the widow of the late U.S. Representative Ron Wright, and Jake Elzey are headed for a runoff. Wright tallied 19% of the vote and her opponent 14%. Democrat Jana Lynn Sanchez conceding the race today. Republicans and Democrats have still yet to come to a compromise on the infrastructure deal. Both parties have taken umbrage with several Biden infrastructure plan proposals, including reversing corporate taxes from 21% back to 28% as it was before the Republican-backed tax cuts in 2017. A vessel overturned off the coast of San Diego this morning, killing two people and injuring nearly two dozen. A handful of people are said to have some more serious injuries. San Diego Fire receiving reports of a vessel overturning in Point Loma. The fire department saying 22 people were on board that vessel. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Army General Scott Miller warns Afghanistan that it would be a mistake for insurgents to attack troops that are still present in the country after the passing of a May 1st deadline. The deal between former President Donald Trump's administration and the Taliban was struck last February. President Joe Biden announced last month that after reviewing the situation, forces would stay in the country and start withdrawing by September 11th. USA Radio's Wendy King takes a look back at when it all began.
It's been 10 years since the leader of al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. In Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern Time doing a live show. There's a couple of exceptions every year, like during the Pork Fest and Fork Fest. We won't be here in the studio broadcasting live. What we do is we will have guests come to our setup at these festivals and record a show and then post it the next day, so you'll be hearing a show from the day before. But it, like, those are the exceptions. You know, if for some reason the studio can't go, like, oh, I don't know, when the FBI raids the studio and bashes in all the windows and doors and arrests six people, you know, we might not be able to have a live show that day. Even though we did have a show the day that they did do that, it only went out on one person's YouTube channel that day and was later uploaded as a podcast. But outside of those types of events, we're here 7 days a week, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So please tune in. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
If you want to call in, the telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. And we'll, you know, you might have to wait on hold till we can screen you, that kind of a thing. But if you want to get your voice on the air and talk about anything that's on your mind, anything we're talking about, please use that phone number to do so. Before we go on, I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this insanely important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all of the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so I think we're done with this. Secret court reveals FBI hunted for domestic terrorists without a warrant. Basically, the highlights there are the FBI is sifting through the NSA database without obtaining warrants, which is completely illegal. The courts and the NSA have both warned the FBI as far back as 2018, according to what the courts found, and the FBI continues to do so because apparently they don't know how to restrict access to their applications, like most companies who have any sort of IT infrastructure would immediately know how to do. At any rate, we're going to move on. I call this article the doppelganger raid article, and you'll find out why. The headline doesn't mention anything about this, but the story does. So this is from thenationalpulse.com, a publication I'm not familiar with in any way, shape, or form. But this says, the FBI raids Alaska spa to recover Pelosi's laptop stolen from the U.S. Capitol owner's reveal. That's a very poorly written headline. It's a lot of words. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. It doesn't seem to entice people to, like, you know, it seems rather boring to me. But at any rate, the article is interesting. A couple from Homer, Alaska, Marilyn and Paul Huper, have told the National Pulse that their home and business was raided by federal agents in connection with the January 6th riots in Washington, D.C. The Hoopers joined Editor-in-Chief Raheem Kassam on the National Pulse podcast to discuss the early morning raid, which, as Paul Huper recalls, didn't include FBI authorities even presenting a search warrant. If I recall correctly from the folks that were here when the FBI raided the Free Talk Live studios and the Mighty Moose Mart and the Bitcoin Embassy, nobody presented a warrant either. This seems to be their normal operating procedure these days. I was under the impression that in order for law enforcement to raid a place, that somebody had to be like, we've got a warrant. You know what I mean? That they could produce on the spot.
I remember that somebody said that they did, but I don't know.
I was under the impression. And, like, the TV shows make the guy believe that, right? Like, the cops will start, okay, we can't do anything now. We have to go get a warrant. And they'll go and they'll get the warrant and they'll have the warrant before they do the...
I mean, the thing, especially here, they didn't... Nobody let them in. They just kind of... Well, they busted through the window and broke the door.
But even like there was somebody who was filming as it happened that got here no more than, say, 5 or 10 minutes after it was all going down, who was attempting to film, who repeatedly asked for a copy of the warrant.
They don't have to give it to him.
Right.
They have to give it to the person who owns the house, lives in the house, is there at the house. They have to present it before being let in, but they weren't exactly let in here. So they would have been, though, which is the thing. But...
Yeah. Well, at least
they don't just have to give it to any member of the public who wants to see it, but they have to, because the alternative is just any cop can just walk in your house when he feels like it.
Are warrants not something that are publicly available? Like, can I do a FOIA on a warrant?
A, it depends, but B, even if a document is publicly available, you have to either go to PACER or go to that state court or go to...
Or do a FOIA
or
something.
You can't just walk up to a cop off the street and be like, give me this document.
Well, right, but particularly if they're raiding somewhere, I would think that somebody would need to have a copy of said warrant on them.
Yeah, yes. You can't... They can't enter without a warrant.
No.
Not legally.
No. If they do that, does that make it more difficult for them in court?
If they do what?
If they, say, batter down your door without a warrant.
Yeah.
Are they required to present one to anybody at any time? Or are they just required to produce it if somebody requests it?
They can make an argument that it's extingent circumstances and they're afraid of, you know, whatever they're afraid of and that they have to break in. But they have to have it.
Okay. They have to at least have obtained it from, like, a judge or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
But if they never actually present it to the interested party...
If they have a search warrant and they don't show it to anybody, that's not going to get anything thrown out.
Okay. So Paul Huber recalls the FBI didn't even present a search warrant. Doesn't say if he requested one. He goes on to say they don't even imply a search warrant for the first hour while we're sitting there with handcuffs on, he reiterated. Among the items seized were the family's personal electronics and a handheld copy of the Declaration of Independence.
What is that evidence of?
It's evidence that they might know their rights.
Domestic terrorists.
Oh, wait, no, that's the Bill of Rights, sorry. The Declaration. Why would you steal a handheld copy of the Declaration?
I want to know what warrant clause that was covered under that they were allowed to seize a pocket Declaration of Independence.
Probably dangerous documents or something.
Well, you see, 250 years ago, roughly, there was a conspiracy to overthrow the government of Britain in the colonies.
They weren't in Britain, though, so it's fine.
And, well, Britain considered it Britain.
Britain considered everything Britain. Yeah, look at one of those maps from...
Well, and there these people are, sitting with a copy of the manifesto of that conspiracy to overthrow the government.
Yeah, the Declaration of Independence is considered a domestic terrorism document for people who want to overthrow the current government, apparently. While an FBI spokesperson confirmed that the court-authorized law enforcement activity, quote-unquote, was carried out at the Huber residence, the agency would not comment on its potential relation to events that unfolded in the U.S. Capitol earlier this year. The FBI agents were, however, joined by at least one officer from the U.S. Capitol's police department, according to Huber. Keep in mind, these guys are in Homer, Alaska.
On the other side of the continent from D.C., they should have just called up the FBI and been like, hey, were these people anywhere near D.C. on this day?
Yeah, the Huber's account of their interactions with federal authorities, which Maryland insists the agents didn't even let me look at their badges long enough to verify, tells a different story. 603-283-6160 is our phone number. We'll tell you more about this doppelganger FBI raid story coming up on Free Talk.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Of the particular radio program that is tantalizing your eardrums right now, the tintinnabulation that is happening between your brain and your eardrums, is Free Talk Live. We are the live radio call-in talk program where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number you need to do that is 603-283-6160. Yes, 603-283-6160. If you would like to comment on anything we've talked about, anything that's on your mind at all, it's fine. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. In the studio tonight, I am your host. I am the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. And joining me,
Pickless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking a little bit about this article. We're just kind of getting started into it from the National Pulse, where the FBI has raided an Alaskan spa to recover Pelosi's laptop stolen from the U.S. Capitol, the owners of the spa reveal. But it's more than just the spa. This article goes on to say, the FBI broke into my house today, 12 agents, in all caps, and an exclamation mark. They handcuffed me and Paul. They interrogated us. They searched the house and left with my phones and laptops, she wrote in an April 29th post. The FBI said they were looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop, so I guess that answers one question. It really did get stolen and is still at large. They tried to get me to admit that I had been in the Capitol building on January 6th.
Okay, so I'm going to have to object to that conclusion, because just the fact that the FBI is busting the people's houses alleging to look for a thing does not mean that that thing either in fact exists or in fact is still missing.
It is pretty strong is evidence, though.
Well,
it's anecdotal evidence at best.
I don't trust the... I mean...
But so the FBI can lie to you, and it's not a big deal. But if you lie to them...
Whether it's a big deal... Well, right. I'm not saying it's legal or that they'll get away with it if some powers that be decide to prosecute them for it. But, I mean, do you trust the FBI? I don't.
Well, I mean, there's definitely precedent stating that they have no obligation to tell you the truth. But at that point, I got to ask, like, what would be more damaging that they're actually doing that they didn't want to admit to, that they'd be like, yeah, we're looking for Pelosi's laptop.
And like, I'm not saying that it is legal for them to bust into somebody's house alleging to be looking for fictitious evidence. I'm saying I will not put it past these individuals who I cannot describe on the air because of the FCC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can talk more about this, and there's more to the article, too, but let's go to the phones, and let's go to Nicholas, who's calling from Maryland. Nicholas, you are live on the air at Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey there, everybody.
Hello.
I'm just calling in now. I wanted to really talk to you all and get your take on what's going on with the economy right now, because, I mean, what I'm seeing is that a lot of stuff is just really not good. We're seeing money velocity at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing, you know, the 10-year yield, all these other types of stuff going on in the
inverting.
Bond market right now.
Yep, the 10-year yield inverting, yeah.
Yeah, it is not good at all what we are seeing. Money velocity is getting killed right now, and just no one's buying anything, and yet we're being told
destruction.
My opinion is that we are seeing the very early stages of hyperinflation. That's my opinion.
So they printed half of the money supply.
Was it half? I thought it was a third.
25-30%, something
half.
Like that.
Whatever it is, I thought it was half, but a significant portion of the money supply in the history of the total that has ever been printed in the U.S. Apparently, in between 25 and half of those reserve notes have been printed in the year 2020.
Right, in the last year. And they're going to print more, right, because Biden's not done. He's got a bunch of trillion and multi-trillion dollar plans going on that are in the works. So they're not done, and that includes more stimulus packages and all that kind of a thing.
And inverted yield curves, my theory when I was a lot 18-ish, 20, was that inverted yield curves, although I did not know what to call them, but that's when you have a higher interest rate for a short-term investment than you do for the same investment at like the exact same CD at the exact same bank, but for a longer time period.
Okay.
And fast food prices, Bob Murphy, the economist, has verified that the inverted yield curve is a warning sign of an upcoming depression, but he didn't say anything about my fast food theory. So he's the economist, I'm not. I mean, they're just printing and printing and printing money. Central banks do have an expiration date. And there's some dispute as to whether one from the UK, or I guess it was England at the time, started out as fractional reserve banking, so at what point you count that time run, but depending on how you count that, the U.S. Federal Reserve is longest running so far, so it's not going to last forever.
Yeah, and if you regularly listen to this program, you've probably heard us talk about cryptocurrency, and frankly, that, as far as I'm concerned, I think that's your best bet for actually holding on to value.
Yes,
absolutely. I would certainly agree. We really need to be into things like silver and cryptocurrency because silver is just extremely undervalued, and the Federal Reserve is just—they're trying to own it all. They're trying to be the lender and buyer of last resort.
Yeah, so you can print reserve notes all day long. You can't, and they don't even print them all. Usually, they just
right.
Add some zeros to a number in a computer. But you can't print lumber. You can't print food. You can't print houses. You can't print anything that you would want to buy with reserve notes.
Except for 3D guns, you can print those.
But you can't print. you can't just say, "Poof! I have now a trillion more 3D."
Right. You still have to go buy the materials for the printer. Right. Yes.
A 3D printer and put electricity into it. So inflation causes prices to increase, and we've had some pretty significant inflation in the past year.
And you're right about silver and gold. Those are very, very heavily regulated, and they are very, from what I can see, they are definitely suppressing the price of that so that it never actually reaches what it would ordinarily be. Whereas cryptocurrency, they can't just do market manipulations to depress that price. So, like, if you've paid any attention to what Bitcoin Bitcoin, for example, has been doing, where like it had a bubble at 17,000, and now it's at 50 something thousand. Like that is what the actual rate of the monetary inflation shows.
I do think that at least BTC, if not all crypto, although because you can exchange them fairly easily, they're not connected, but they're, you know, quasi-connected. I think that there are some hedge funds and stuff like that that are, and you know, Chase Bank, that are trying to see what they can make it do at the moment. So,
yeah, it's not a perfect analogy by any stretch, but it is a much more accurate view of what is happening to our currency than if you are just looking at gold and silver.
I mean, and then the lesser elites, as I like to call them, so not your Jerome Powells and whoever his boss even is, but, you know, the CEO of Chase Bank and the hedge fund managers and some you know,
the rest of the 1%.
The lesser elites. They're not guaranteed a seat on the ride out of here. So if they're going into an asset, I mean, they know that reserve notes aren't going to be worth anything, whether that's next year, whether that's 50 years from now. So if they have create demand for another asset like Bitcoin, then it's going to go up in value because of the higher demand. And I don't think that it's peaked or anything like that. They also want to see if they can drive it into the ground, but because it doesn't have universal adoption or even mainstream adoption yet, I think that the price of that is going to long term just go up.
Final thoughts, Nicholas?
I'm absolutely floored at what we're seeing right now with the American Families Plan as well. That's really going to drive down the value of education. I really don't see how millennials and Gen Z are really going to be able to get it together, because I'm trying to go to school myself, and I'm worried that my degree is going to be essentially worth nothing.
Many of them are already.
Is what you're going to is what you want to do require a degree by law?
I'm sorry, what do you
like,
mean?
Like, is it dentistry or engineering, things that you,
something
by law,
that you
have
can't
to have
legally do without a degree?
So, I want to get into IT. I want to be systems administrator.
Then you don't need a degree for that. Yeah. And hey, thanks for the call, Nicholas.
Yeah, you need a portfolio, not a degree for things like that.
You can get into IT just by showing up to a job and being, hey, I want to be in IT, and taking probably a lesser wage and learning OTJ or on the job, as it were.
There's all kinds of, for any field, free programs to learn stuff on the internet.
603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.